skills can be taught. He has the same heart we do. So I think that's the big thing in succession, is find people that carry that same heart and set yourself up for that kind of passing of the baton. And we just need wisdom and knowing how to do it. But we are very deliberate in our succession plan right now, and how we expose people to greater opportunities in ministry to see what they're carrying. I don't want to see somebody get an inheritance all at once. I'd rather see them get the inheritance gradually. And over time, it's just wiser than you know how to, you know, it's like our students. We actually require our students to fail in school. And we tell them the first day of school, if they don't fail, we'll kick them out of school. And the reason, it's not moral failure again, it's in their efforts to experiment with the supernatural. If they don't fail when they're with us, then we have no chance to show them how to clean up their mess. And a lot of people go to school, they don't know how to fail correctly, successfully, and they get out into pastoring or whatever, and they do something really stupid, and they just don't know how to clean up their mess. So we'd rather they do it here so we can walk them through that process. So it's a part of the training. As far as the ceilings, what would you say?
Well, I was going to mostly speak to the fact that you have to believe there is a future to have succession planning. And I know that this is a really tough subject, but I think that eschatology, the Lord gave me a word about 4 years ago. He said, I'm going to give you an apostolic eschatology. We haven't worked it out. We haven't worked out what we believe about it. I for sure haven't. But I think it's important to actually believe there's supposed to be a future, because otherwise you... And I wrote down seven things that I... Can I read these seven things? I'm going to anyway. about eschatology. This is whatever you believe, I just think they need to fit into these core values, because I think these are the kingdom. I'll not embrace an end-time worldview that empowers a disempowered devil. I'll not accept an eschatology that takes away my children's future and creates mindsets that undermine the mentality of leaving a legacy. I'll not tolerate any theology that sabotages the clear command of Jesus to make